This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Oil production is growing steadily in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports drillers are feeling more optimistic.
Companies have pumped nearly 42 million barrels of oil in Colorado to start the year. Dan Haley runs the Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
It is an optimistic outlook in terms of what we're able to do here in this state under some of the toughest environmental standards in the country, if not the world.
Chevron is the largest energy producer in Colorado, and in a recent conference call, executives raved about profits and production here. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Two Catholic preschools will appeal a court ruling that prevents them from blocking LGBTQ families from enrolling in the state's preschool program. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In June, a federal court ruled that Catholic preschools can consider religion when enrolling students. But the judge ruled that preschools can't bar children from LGBTQ families because it violates the state's non-discrimination laws. Two preschools in Littleton and Lakewood filed a lawsuit last year claiming that they couldn't participate in the state's universal preschool program because the non-discrimination rules conflict with their religious beliefs. Lawyers for the preschools filed notice to appeal with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in late June. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
$75 million in funding from the federal CHIPS and Science Act is heading to a manufacturing facility in Colorado Springs. Massachusetts-based Integris says its new facility will help onshore the country's semiconductor supply chain. This is CPR News.